afternoon. It is Thursday, May 19th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. Alan, what happened to the commodity markets today?
Well, the main thing that's going on is it's kind of a follow-through from yesterday when the Fed minutes for April came out. The trade had not been expecting any kind of a Fed interest rate hike in June, but the minutes basically said a lot of the governors were thinking that might be a possibility if the other economic data supported. So bottom line is we got a big rally in the U.S. dollar yesterday and today, and that's backing off pretty much anything that's priced in dollars. We were a little vulnerable anyway because the weather forecasts are looking a lot better for the upper Midwest to get planning done this weekend. And it's kind of a little house cleaning more than anything else.
Have you heard of any indication of frost damage to the corn crop over the last week?
There's just been a couple of reports of some leaves that got burned off in the corn, but no indications that the growing points are taken out. Most guys are taking a wait-and-see attitude rather than getting immediately into replant mode here.
December corn has closed around 405 for the last 2 days. Is that all the higher it wants to go?
Well, I think for right now, you look at our price and probability forecast for July corn, and we extend that to the December, it said the most likely high for the period from March until July was 401. Well, we've been there twice now, a couple weeks ago, and then revisited that again yesterday. D's corn posted 2 closes above $4, and looks like until we can show we've got a crop problem, that's all it wants to do.
Is the ahead-of-schedule planting progress helping to cause prices to fall?
We slowed down from that blistering pace we had earlier, but we're still running ahead. Emergence is running ahead of the 5-year average, although it's not caught up with last year or 2012 when everything went in early. But it's ahead of the 5-year average, and again, looking at a dry window here for the upper Midwest that's going to allow a lot of acres to go in over the next 4 or 5 days. It is a little wetter over in the east. Indiana and Ohio are still behind, and I don't see that improving anytime real soon.
Is there a way to get a hold of us with any questions?
www.bruglermarketing.com and call us at 402-697-3623.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening. Have a great day.